There's one extremely important passage here. I guess we should do it for doing a Chug Ramban, even though I'm not trying to be comprehensive, but it's a crucial passage for the entire Torah in a sense. It's Perek Chavtet, Pesuk Mem Vav. Vishochni B'tocham. Basically, it's a concluding Pesuk almost of all of true into Tzavi in a sense, even though there's an appendix later on which he talks about them. The Pesuk B'chavin talks about, you know, that basically it wraps up everything. It says l'shochni v'sum mikdash whatever l'shochni b'tocham. What do you mean l'shochni? What's the pasuk? Just read the pasuk. Chavtet mem vav. Okay, let's say I'm not lishkon bitocham. Okay, what does it mean lishokhni bitocham? First, I'm not lishkon bitocham. I'm sure it's I'm not ונועדתי שם ודאי שלא נזרש בכבודי וקדשתי את העולם מואב את המזבח ואת הארון ואת בנון הקשר חיין לי ושחנתי בתוך בני ישראל והייתי להם לאלוקים הייתי סיס ועשו מקדש ושחנתי בתוכם. Basically, this is the framework. You have the frame, the beginning of Truma, ועשו מקדש ושחנתי בתוכם, and the conclusion of the Tzavei, ושחנתי, when everything, if everything is done according to plan, ושחנתי בתוך בני ישראל והייתי להם לאלוקים וידעו כי אני השם אלוקיהם אשר הוצאתי אותם מארץ מצרים. Okay, that's we come across many psukim. לשוכני בתוכם אני השם אלוקיהם. So what does it mean אשר, they should know that אשר הוצאתי אותם מארץ מצרים לשוכני בתוכם. What's לשוכני בתוכם? So Rashi says על מנת לשכון בתוכם. The words I redeemed it from Egypt, al menat lishkon betocham v'shimush halamid b'tnai kazeneru b'nimtza. So Ban makes a statement here, which of course is based upon his confidence that he knows the chumash and dikduk inside out, that this is not normal usage. That you don't say lishokhni in order to make a tnai. In other words, if it's conditional, contingent, you don't say, you don't use the lamed. V'yitachein, so if you, you can't say, shetim eretz Yitzrayim, l'yot lehem le'eloki, l'yot le'elokehem, l'shochni betocham. In other words, the way Rashi has it is, I took them out of Egypt in order to be shochen betocham, and if not, so they shouldn't be taken out. V'yitachein shema v'yidu b'shochni betocham, ashetim eretz Yitzrayim, כי אני השם אלוקיהם אשר הוצאתי אותם מארץ מצרים כי ידעו כבודי וימין שאני הוצאתי מארץ מצרים ויוכל ידעו בכל דרך המשכיל כי בוחר אתה לבן ישי אל שמיתם את פי למי מריבה ודומים להם. But Rabban is suggesting now all these psukim are just to indicate how he used the lament. What he's suggesting here is like this. Shiyom ייתכן שיאמר וידעו בשוכני בתוכם. In other words, it's not לשוכני אלא בשוכני. When I will dwell amongst them, then they will know that I'm Mitzrayim. וידעו כי אני השם אשר יצאתי מארץ מצרים ועשיתי להם להיות להם אלוקים. וידעו כי אני השם אלוקיהם אשר הוצאתי אותם מארץ מצרים. It's not l'shochni, it's b'shochni. It's when I will dwell amongst them, then they will know that I who took them out of Egypt. For this, he quotes the other psukim. V'kederech v'David l'chol drachav, which he thinks means b'chol drachav. David is maskil, it's maskil means successful. He was successful, not. And it's David lichol drachav. It means bichol drachav. In whatever he did, he was successful. Ki bocher ata liven yishai. Once more, the lamed is serves to mean bocher ata biven yishai. Alashim mitamet pi, not limei meriva, but rather bimei meriva. So what the Rambam is to show is that lamed occasionally serves the function of a bet. It's interchangeable with the bet. So you're too bishochni betocham. The way Rashi has it, the lamed is using its classical usage. And lamed usually means for tachlit. In other words, the lamed is lema'an, the design, the reason, the end. Talk about it, Egypt, lishochni kidei lishkon betocham. Right, no, it's in order, that's the end, that's the reason why I took him out of Egypt. Rashi says, the way the Ramban understands Rashi, and I'm not convinced he's correct in Rashi. The Ramban says in Rashi is being mamish a conditional clause, that it's a tanai. And then he complains that the Lama doesn't serve that purpose. The Lama, I'm not sure Rashi means it. Rashi means this was the goal, this was the aim, and the Lama. That's a classic usage of the Lamed. The Ramban doesn't like the Tanai, so therefore he replaces it with a bet. V'yitachen shema v'yadu b'shachnit b'tocham k'nei shema l'okei hem asher tzaiti yotam eretz Yitzrayim k'yadu k'vodi. But why? Because one, now explains the reason, once the Kodesh Baruch Hu will dwell in the Mishkan amongst them, they will be exposed, in other words, they'll recognize his greatness because they will come in contact with it. In other words, Hashrat Shekhinah allows them to come into contact with Kadosh Baruch Hu more closely and to be exposed to his greatness. And once they recognize how great he is, they will then realize that he was able, or it was he who took them out of Egypt. In other words, the connection between the knowledge of Yitzhak Mitzrayim and the Mishkan is, in the Mishkan, you're exposed to Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, and therefore you recognize these are Motziut Chameres Mitzrayim. Ibn Ezra here suggests the obvious, I tend to think Rashi meant the same thing, even though he phrased it maybe differently. Rabbi Avram Amar, Kilo, Tzitam Ezra, Yitzrayim, Rak Ba'avur, Noz Lama'an, Kidei. In order that, so that, this is the goal. Kieshkon b'tocham. V'zeu tavdut elokim ala har hazeh. He's trying to show that b'tzichat ha-mitzrayim, tavdut elokim ala har hazeh, that the goal of b'tzichat mitzrayim was Mamad Har Sinai. V'yafe peresh. Now, this is interesting because in a sense, say Mitzrayim have more than one goal or more than one aim. Votzeiti v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti, right? It may have one aim of Votzeiti, another v'itzalti, another ga'alti, etc. But put differently, say Mitzrayim on the one hand has behind it the simple idea of simply rescuing them, right? Saving them from the persecution, making sure that, or in another level, Ashur Am Yisrael is because Baruch Hu's nation. It's simply Bechat Yisrael. Because Baruch knows that. Why? Because he's committed Avraham Avinu, right? The Yedua Tadak Yigei Yezracha Beretz Tov Lehem V'Avadun V'Yinu Otam Ba Meot Shana. So part of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is to realize the promise of Emeret V'Goy Gadol Yezarecha V'Lakach Yitchem Li La'am. So A is to save them from the persecution and the suffering, B, it's to make them into Kadosh Baruch Hu's people, if you want to fulfill the promise he made to Avraham Avinu. All this is independent of Mamad Har Sinai. All this would be true if it wasn't Mamad Har Sinai. Over here the Ramban thinks, or the Ibn Ezra thinks, the Pasuk is focusing on a whole different goal. But the reason they leave Egypt is to receive the Torah, because in Egypt they couldn't. If you want, in terms of the Rav's formulation in Kol Dido Fake, he talks to about Brit Goral, Brit Yehud, by fate and destiny. The Yitzhak Mitzrayim, from the point of view of Goral, is the previous things. Simply to rescue them from the suffering. From the destiny, it's also to give them the Torah and
and Hashra Shechina. Bechol Ofen, according to Ramban here, Yitzhak Mitzrayim was designed, or the idea of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is to Mamad Har Sinai. That's the pasuk there in the snare. Botzichatam Mitzrayim to Vdudu Kima Lahar Hazeh. V'yafeh Peresh. Okay, that's this once more is presumably the simplest pshat. It means one thing, as I said before, it means that Mitzrayim has to be seen as being aimed or designed to realize also Mishochni B'tocham. V'imken, and now the Rambando takes it much further. V'imken yesh b'yan sod gadol. You know, now the Kuna Bandis now becomes a much more basic, a very basic idea. And he calls it a sod, but sod is extremely basic to the world at large, and gadol here means the sense of important. It was a good basic. It's not gadol, it's very secretive. Rather, it's a sod about a very basic concept. Ki kefi pshat hadavar. Hashchina b'Yisrael tzorech ediot v'lo tzorech gavoa. He says from the most basic perspective, presumably the need for Shechina to dwell b'olam hazeh, for Shechina to be amongst Am Yisrael, is a human need. Humans need divine love, divine presence, etc. Because Baruch Hu is transcendental. He's above the world. He is independent. He's autonomous. Right? He existed prior to the world, and so on and so forth. And therefore, Kvipshat HaDavar, it's Tzorech Hediot. We need it, not him. Him, capital H. However, the Ramban says, Avahu Kinyan Shemar Ketuv Yisrael asher b'cha et pa'ar v'amar Yeshu matasa shimcha gadol p'skir bin ba'okein ival moshavo p'ashe kivitia uchtu v'chatu v'aretz ezkor. What Rabban seems to be saying is the following. It was called in Kabbalah later on, or by the Mekubalim, and this idea is sort of Rabban is drawing here upon his Kabbalistic background or perspective, and that's what he calls a sod gadol, that avodat tzorech gavoa. That's the Kubbalim called avodat tzorech gavoa, meaning not only does man need avodah, or does man need shechina b'tachtonim, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol as well. This part, kfi pshat hadavar shechina b'yisrael tzorech gavoa, aval, he doesn't say it, but the implication is, the fact of the matter is, or the secret is, that's also tzorech hediot. Excuse me, it's also tzorech gavoa. The metaphor, presumably, is the parent-child relationship. The child certainly needs the parent. But the parent also needs the child. Now, if parents, some are able to get away for 2-3 days and go on a brief vacation, so the child is upset. The child feels like he's missing his parents. Now, if only parents travel and leave the kids at home, so the child is very, he feels, you know, how he managed without his parents home for a few days. But the fact of the matter is, if you go and you follow the parents, they miss the kids no less. In other words, if a parent, particularly mother, is on vacation, miss the kids, it's difficult for them as well. It's not like, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm away and finally have some quality time without the kids, but rather they often feel kind of pining and yearning to be back with the kids because they miss the children. In other words, parenthood is a tzorech horim, no less than a tzorech yiladim. And it's really the same idea, right, that the Rebbe wants to teach, no less than the Talmidim want to learn. It's, and you need the relationship is not so important for the Rav than it is for the Talmidim. This is true also, what Rambam's trying to say is, it's true because Baruch Hu as well. Now, I would say as follows. presumably some kind of dual perspective, some kind of dialectic. On the one hand, of course, Baruch Hu is self-sufficient, he's transcendental, etc., etc., etc. And obviously, he's fine without the human existence as well. On the level, now Kabbalah sort of like made this division between the Sefirot or how he manifests himself to us. There's, on the level, because Baruch Hu is in creation, and the level which because Baruch Hu desired to create the world, or for his reasons. So, in that, in other words, for the same reason that because Baruch Hu is in creating the world, he has quote unquote an interest in the world recognizing his presence. Or if you want to say Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, right? Because Baruch Hu was king and sovereign about the world. Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, even without Avodah. Nevertheless, when he created man, so he became Melech, right? On one hand, who Malach b'term kol yitzir nivra, v'acharei kichod hakol, azay Melech, so he became more of a king afterwards. It's some kind of dialectic in which, on the one hand, he is the ruler even prior to creation, or prior to creation of man. Another level, the fact that man is created enhances his sovereignty and his malchut. In other words, the malchut is enhanced by human recognition. The Ramban, if you remember, the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo made the following statement, which presumably ties into this. The kavanat kol hamitzvot shenamin beilok. It's the last piece in passage in Bo towards the end. Kavanat mitzvot shenamin beilokenu v'node elav shehu bira'anu v'hi kavanat hayetzira she'ein lanu tam acher b'yetzira v'ishona v'ein lekel elyon chavetz b'tachtonim. Because there's no desire. Tachtonim means olam hazeh. Milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yodeh lelokav shebra'o. In other words, the God's design creation is for one purpose, that people should recognize him. Lelokav chavetz v'tachtonim, milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yodeh lelokav shebra'o, v'kavanat romamut hakol, etc., etc. Sheyeh libnei adam makom itkabtzu v'yodu lekel shebra'am v'himtzi'am. Okay, etc. In other words, the whole purpose of creation was human recognition of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what God can. That's what really matters to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And that's what we're saying here also, that avodah is tzorech gavoah. On one level, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is what he has to say. But on one level, clearly, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. And you know, he's self-sufficient and complete and whole without us. Another level, though, that level is decided to express itself through material world. It's enhanced by human avodah. So to go back to Ramban now, you can't be answered gadol ki kifi pshat davar shkina biyisrael tzorech ediyot v'lo tzorech gavoa. Aval, presumably on a deeper level, it is tzorach gavoah. Who can shemar ketuv yisrael shebecha et pa'ar? Meaning, because Baruch Hu is proud when Am Yisrael is. It's like a parent who has pride in his child; it enhances his parenthood as well. In other words, the parent showing off with his child or being proud of his child's achievements or of the relate—it's. It reflects upon the parent as well. And that's Yisrael Shebecha et Pa'ar, because Baruch was glorified in Am Yisrael's achievements. For my Yeshua, in the reverse, Umat Ta'aseh Lishimcha Hagadol. If I remember, this is by Achan. Yeah, in other words, when there's a Chilul Hashem, so but the claim is, you know, if you leave us or if you're angry at Israel, it reflects poorly on Shimcha Hagadol. And you've got this idea in the Nevi'im throughout. In other words, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu acts to protect his name, even though Am Yisrael, now, and part of this is through Am Yisrael. In other words, by making sure that Am Yisrael is properly taken care of and is, or by maintaining the relationship with Am Yisrael, from providing proper maintenance for the relationship, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu protects his name, which means his revelation. Right? The way there would be a price for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not only for Am Yisrael. Upsukim rabim ba'u kein, about Shimcha Gadol, I think he means. Iva l'moshav lo. Iva means to desire, ta'ava. Alev avhei is ta'ava. Because Baruch Hu desired that he should, you know, that he should have a mikdash, right? The pasuk talks about the mikdash. The pasuk is Tilim Kuflam Bet. It talks about the David Melech choosing Yerushalayim. Kivach Hashem b'Tzion Ival Moshav Lo. So the Pesukim are saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu desired the Mikdash. Why? Because the Mikdash is Tzorech Gavoa and not only Tzorech Hediot. V'chatu v'haaretz izkor. I think it means the following. This one's a bit trickier. V'chadi b'ti Yaakov. I think it means like this. Zechira means having a relationship. The same have a relationship. When we talk about this, like Zechor Yom Shabbat, the Kaddishah. So it's a relationship with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And so too with Haaretz. It means, once more, that when Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells in this material world, so there's some kind of breed or some kind of, you know, it's significant for him as well. You know, it's not only the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, but also with the Eretz, there's a significance because Baruch Hu as well, that he should be present the Eretz, Kanireh. Okay, anyway, this is it's a point that the Ramban describes as a Sod Gadol. Basically defines the whole relationship. Presumably it means, and no matter how, which metaphor you use, the master of the world, the master of the universe, parent-child, in each case, having the world and having the avodah is significant. And therefore, l'shochni b'tocham means, because Baruch himself, v'shuvim da shachati b'tocham, is not only for them, but it's for me, capital M, as well. And this Torah is a Sod Gadol, which is not Derech HaPshat, but deeper level is true. Okay, that's this piece. It's an extremely important passage. The idea appears out of Mekubalim, but most of us don't access Sefer Mekubalim, and Ben HaLatar we do, but this is the idea. Okay, let's take another one. Is it a lacking in the relationship, or a lacking in Kodesh Baruch Hu, like in the Ratzon Hashem? If what? If we don't, if there is no lack in the relationship, and if we don't have this established, if we don't physically, if we don't do what we're supposed to, or we don't make the brit, is that just a lack in the relationship, or is it like a lack in Ratzon Hashem itself? And well, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's like this: if you accept this idea, so it causes also Chilul Hashem, or in other words, yes, there's a price which is paid by Shechina as well. If you take Midrash Eicha in the beginning of Midrash Eicha is built with a Ptichta, and then each chapter is, you know, then Dashan Pesukim is chapter, but there's an, there's like a law, a very long, like 31 subsections of the opening of Midrash Eicha. Many of them are the dash in the pasuk shekadeti ve kitzipor boded al gag. It's pasuk in Tilu Kuf Beit, in which the basic theme, which repeats itself in a bunch of these midrashim, is that the Churban is not only a tragedy for Yisrael, not for the world. It's not a cosmic tragedy and a national tragedy, but it's also a divine tragedy. And because Baruch Hu himself is upset, and of course it's kind of conflict in which Kadosh Baruch Hu, the right thing to do is to expel Am Yisrael, but he knows as he's doing it that he himself will pay a price which is quite steep. So he has no choice, but he does it in great pain, because the result is not painful to him because Am Yisrael suffers, but it's painful to him also because he will pay a price. He described there Shekadti Vayek Tzipor Bodeid Al Gag, because Kaviyachol Kosh Baruch Hu was like the mother in the nest who's lost all the chicks have left, and then all the young birds have gone off, and there she is alone and lonely and on her own. There's a whole bunch of those midrashim. Of course, also, if you remember the beginning of Brachot, it's another one of the midrashim also. No, not quite. Okay. Okay, it's called the Gemara Brachos Daf Gimel, something like this. Gimel Mishmar Savi Alayla. Now, Kol Mishmar Mishmar Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Shoei Kari Vomer Oy Lo Banim Shavosem Mechatis Beisi. Etc. אוי לבנים שמותם ויחרב דה ביתי וסעתי תהיה חליב ודיתים בין אומות ואמר לי חייך וחי ראשך לא שעה זו בלבד אומרת ככה בכל יום ויום שוש מן אומרת כך ולא זו בלבד בשעה שיסו יחסים בתי כנסו בתי מדרשות ודים יש שמי רבם מבורך קדוש ברוך הוא בנעניה ראשו אומר אשר אמר שכסים אותו בביתו כך מה לא לאב שגלת בניו ולבנים שגלו מה שולחן אביהם. So here it focuses more upon the banim. Like in Midrash Eicha, it's not only ma'oi lebanim, it's also oi la'av. And the last one over here, right? Asher HaMelech, ma'lo le'av, shigad banav, like the av himself, who expelled his children, seems to be suffering as well, not only the children and themselves. And you have also Midrashim, because recently, I forget where, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to plead for Am Yisrael and to intercede for them after the age or whatever. Mashal Amar Devar Domeh LeMelech, that the Melech who expelled his daughter from the house, and then he asked his aide to go and to intercede on her behalf. Because Baruch Hu, he supposed Am Yisrael, and then he asked Moshe Rabbeinu to go and do, and then nevertheless to plead on their behalf, which means also that he, you know, because Baruch Hu himself is interested in, he has his own interest in this. Take another piece now. Let's take Pasuk, Perk Chav Chet. שיהיה נכבד ומפואר במלבושים נכבדים ומפוארים, כמו שמה כתוב כחתן יכהן פאר, כאל הבגדים לבושי מלכותן, בדמותן ילבשו המלכים בזמן התורה, כמו שמעשינו ב... זאת אומרת, זה בידי כהונה, the idea behind them is... the idea behind them is kavod and peir, in other words,
pomp, glory, and essentially, the bidei malchut, they're not actually, they're designed to... designed to, or along the lines of contemporary then, Bigdei Malchut. Kev Gadim Levushe Malchut Hein, Bidmutan, in other words, similar Begadim, Yilusho Amlachim Bizman HaTorah. This is the thing, in other words, the Rambam uses often, that the Torah, the way the Rambam has it, Torah, even though mitzvot are of course not bounded, mitzvot transcend a particular generation, the Rambam has a bunch of mitzvot which were formulated based upon that particular generation. For instance, the Rambam says that the reason that the Torah asked to pay us is because that's how priests of the Zara used to shave then. Or Kilayim, according to Rambam also, is based upon the fact that that Shatnez was the form of dress that Kohen Avod Azara used, or Karbanos, of course. Now, in Rambam, there's a historical element to the Rambam. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to obey, that the mitzvahs are binding only then. They're binding throughout time, but they were formulated and devised when in that particular generation. Here there might as well be day kuhuna, because later on, 800 years later in Bayis Sheni, they'll still be wearing the same kind of begadim, but bidutan yibushu amlachim bizman ha-Torah. Kosh usir ba-kutonet, ve-asalo kutonet pasim, ba-Yosef, peyush merukemet kidmut pasim, Vikutonet Tashbeitz, כמו שפירשתי, ובישו כבי מחי קדם, בכלל דרך במאיר וכותונת. So the Rambam says here that Yaakov and Yosef, a very fancy beged, and Bigdei Kehuna are along the same idea. This is by Amon and Tamar, if I remember. V'aleha ketonet pasim, ki chen tilbash v'bnot ha-melech ha-betulot me'ilim, u'perush ki aleha ketonet pasim, nir'eit v'niglet, in other words, it was exposed and revealed, ki minhag l'lbosh v'bnot ha-melech ha-betulot me'ilim, שתתעלפנה בהם ונמצאה שאתה פסים עליהם הבוש עליון I'm not sure if I think about this, what he's trying to say is that normally B'not Malchi would wear a jacket or some kind of coat on top of the kutonet, and therefore the pasuk via describes the fact that she doesn't have a meil, in other words, that the ketonet is exposed because it's not an ordinary scenario, which is why things that later on develop over there. In that case, unlike the ordinary, והמצנפת ידוע גם היום מלאכים מסוים הגדולים, okay, it's like a turban or whatever, כמה כתוב בנפול המלכות, זה פסוק יחזקאל describing that the fall of מלכות ישראל, הרם המצנפת והסר מצנפת והרם ההתרה, כאן כתוב הוא צניף מלוכה, צניף means מצנפת, it's a headgear. The Rebbe is trying to show us that Bidei Kuna are designed to hold. The fact of the matter is that he's going to a great deal to prove the point of Malka Pesukim, but to a large degree, I mean, the Pasuk, if the Pasuk didn't say the Chavod Ultiferet, I'd be very excited that the Rebbe basically is able to pinpoint the role of Bidei Kuna. But when the Pesukim said the Chavod Ultiferet, all he's doing is just pointing out that, you can find the same begadim serving this function of kavod tiferet in other contexts as well. And so, yes, it's interesting that bigdei kuna are similar to bigdei malchut. But once the pesukim define this kavod tiferet, it's not such a great chidush. This is by bigdei kuna, that the migbat is parei hamigbaot. We'll get back to the importance of this in a moment, actually. וכתיב פרי פשטים יהיו על ראשם, שם פאר ושבח למכתיבים בהם, והאיפות והחושן לבוש מלכות, כיוון שכתוב, והמיין חדידה ועל צוואריך, it's in Daniel, of course, the two, המיין means a belt, that, or in this case, if you want, השרשרת, והציץ נזר מלאכים, וכתיב יציץ נזרו, ומזווה גם מתחילת. וכתיב כל כבודה בת מלך, פימש משל זהב ובושה. He's not sure that זהב and מלאכים and jewelry go together. Okay, once more, it's a pretty obvious point. והתחילת גם היום להרים איש את ידו ללבוש חוץ ממלך גויים. וכתיב ומרדכי יצא לפני המלך לבוש מלכות תכלת וחור ותכלת זהב גדולה ותכריחו את זוהר גמם ותכריח הוא המאיר שיעטוב בו. Okay. Just one quick point. ותראה כבר את אהרון הכריח ובנה ביתו בתוך מסע לכהנולי אהרון נדב ויהיו על עזב איתם בני אהרון וסביב לקרוש אהרון הכריח על חבוד ותפארת ואתה תדבר כל כך מלב, השם נתיב רוח חוכמה, ועשו בידי אהרון לקדשו לך, נוריד לגבים אשר עשו, חוש מאפות ומילו, כתון תשבית, מצטבת ואבנית, ועשו בידי כושר, נכיח לבן לך, נוריד, etc. There is one important thing in what we've got until now, which is, that Ramban, okay, it's like this, Ramban is defining all the begadim as called with Tiferet, with exclusion, and I'm not sure I've time for that today, with the exclusion of Michnasayim. The day talks about, not here, but further down, Pasuk Lamedhei. But, here's the idea. It says Kvob Tiferet by the Kohen Gadol. It doesn't say, if I remember correctly, Kvob Tiferet by the Kohen Idiot. Oh, okay, it's like this. Livnei Aaron, the set kutonot, the sidam avnetim, umigbaot ta'aselahem, lichavod utifaret. Now, if you read the pasuk here, Livnei Aaron, the set kutonot, the sidam avnetim et nachta, umigbaot ta'aselahem, lichavod utifaret. The way the trap has it here, in a sense, you could certainly be the pasuk that kutonet and avneit are not the kavod ul tiferet. It's only the migbat. You could, of course, read it differently. And then B'chol Tifaret refers to everything. It's 100% clear in the Ramban here talking about the Kohen Gadol, but when he goes and brings notes, when the Ramban goes and brings Psukim, the Kutonet and the Avnet and the Me'il all function in other settings in Tanakh as Kohen Tiferet, it presumably supports the idea that the Kohen had as well. Now, here, just to add briefly in this regard, Aleph, you have to check this idea out in two halachic sugyot. One is whether Big Day Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot are the same. The Kohen Hedyot has Nichnasayim, Kutonet, Avneit, and Migbat. Pants, shirt, and Avneit, a belt and a hat. And the Kohen Gadol has, in addition, Me'il, Tzitz, Choshen, and Eifod. Now, is it really 4 plus 4? Meaning, the 4 of the Kohen Gadol are in addition to the 4 of the Kohen Hedyot, or the 2 separate systems? Is the Ketron of the Kohen Gadol and the Ketron of the Kohen Hedyot the same? Is the Avnet the same? Is the Mikbat the same? So regarding this, now obviously, if they're the same Begadim, so if we think the Kohen Gadol is the Kavod of Tiferet, we'll think that the Kohen Hedyot is probably the same reason. If we think that the whole different sets of begadim, so then what proving that the Kohen Gadol is wearing kutonet for kavod is irrelevant to the Kohen Hedyot. Regarding this, there's a machlokes in Yom and Afibet, and it's quite a few other places there, regarding the Avnet. With Avnetosh Kohen Gadol, Zov Avnetosh Kohen Hedyot, or we're talking about 2 separate Avnetim, Nafkmez is Kilaim. Regarding the Migba'at, the Gemara doesn't talk about it specifically. Ramban al Torah here, further down this parak, we'll talk about that. It's Pasuk. I'm not sure. I think it's Pasuk on Mitzayin, if I'm mistaken, remember. Plus, there's also, if I remember, Ravid and Rambam on this. that's question number one. Number two, this is built upon the previous point. Is there kilayim or not? In other words, just to get the point across briefly, the Gemara's discussion whether there's a problem with kilayim big day kahuna. Shelo b'shas avoda. They could have and have kilayim in them. Problem is, can you wear them even in the shelo b'shas avoda? These are all things I'm arriving, particularly in reference to Kohen Hedyot. It's kilayim perik al chalam et bet. If I remember, the Rambam draws a distinction between Kohen and Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is Mutar, and the Kohen Hedyot is Asur. One way of explaining that is to follow this line of thought. That the Kohen Gadol, whenever he wears the Begadim, it's Kavod V'Tiferet, and therefore it's always Mutar, because it's always a Kiyum. While the Kohen Hedyot, since he has no kiyum, so then he can only wear b'shas avoda and not. But these are just for shepherd king. If you're interested, look it up. Anybody interested in this? Basically, there's a long tshuva on this in the beginning of his sefer. Okay, now let's get into the Ramban dance. But derech ha'emet. So anyway, just to summarize, what we saw until now, he's just telling us the b'gadim al-chol tiferet. So therefore, there's no great chidush in that, and pointing out that the begadim in other contexts are also called tiferet, just reinforce what the Torah told us, or provides a broader context. If though he's
what is interesting is the fact that kutonet and avnet, and not only the others, he's able to pinpoint as being kavod tiferet and being hav melachim. If these are the same as kohenet yod, so then it really becomes a more significant statement. But derech emet hod lichavod ulutifaret yomar sheyasu b'dei kodesh le'aharon lisharet bahem lichavod Hashem ashochem b'tocham ulutifaret uzam ki dichti ki tiferet uzam o'ata uchti ki bet kashem tifereteh sheyiluch avoteinu וקודשנו הוא הכבוד, תפרטן תפרט ישראל, ודאי מראות תפרט מקדשו, חפר מקום מקדשי, מקום מגדל יחבד, שם מקום מקדש, מפרט בתפארת, מקום מגדל שום מקום, ונדש מכובד בקוד השם, חי ישראל יתפעי, שיום הרם הוא מייחד בהם תפארת, תוך המן אמרת, גם בידי הבנים, כל מכון תפארת, אוקיי, טוב, in the in a nutshell, first of all, let's start from the Parshanut. Parshanut is V'sibu de Kodesh Le'aron Echicha L'chavod U'tifaret. The pshat, of course, is B'dei Kodesh Le'aron Echicha L'chavod U'tifaret is the role of the Begadim, right? The Begadim will serve. In other words, why do you make the Begadim? L'chavod U'tifaret. The Begadim will be, as we said before, the Begadim will be will glorify the Kohen, will give him a sense of the Kohen will be dressed better because the Begadim stood the role of Kavod U'Tiferet. In the Rambam's Darshi Derech HaEmet, L'chavod, V'sibu de Kodesh L'aron Echicha, L'chavod, Kavod is the address. To whom is it directed? To be the Kodesh directed, not to the Sfira of Kavod. In other words, essentially, if Kabbalah assumes that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to the world in very, you know, the idea of the Sfirot in its simplest form is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to us through different emanations or through different spheres. For example, the Niach, I want to reveal myself to you. So I do two rites. So we can talk about dress. I come wearing. I can come in dressed athletically. I can come dressed very with a frock and the big hat and then look very rabbanish with a big beard, etc. I can come casual. I can come formal. I can come Israeli. I can come American. I can come Chinese. No, you can dress and you can manifest this yourself in different ways. Now, if you are all encompassing, right? You're an Isha Shkolot and you're both an American and Israeli and the Rav and an athlete and you're formal and informal and the Tataluf and the Rosh Hashiva, etc., etc., etc. So you can put on various sets of clothing, right? Prince, I don't know, Philip Charles, whatever, right? They can wear military clothing, they can wear fancy clothing, they can wear various other sets of clothing. V'chein hala, v'chein hala. Now, lahavdil, elef afev dalot, of course, this is the idea of the sfirot, right? Because Baruch Hu reveal himself as a melech, as a gibor, as notena Torah, etc. Now, I can do say to my personality. I can come one day being very angry, very forceful. I can come as a takif. I can come as being on the opposite, very compassionate, very meek, very recovered. You can broadcast different personas of yourself. This is the idea of the Sfirot in a nutshell. Because Baruch Hu manifests himself to us through different elements of his kedusha. Lichavod u'tiferet, kavod is one, tiferet is another. The way you read the pasuk here is b'dei kodesh l'aron echicha lichavod b'dei kodesh in service of kavod, in service of tiferet, or serving the. And this is between quotes over here. V'derech emet hod v'hod lichavod utifaret yomash to be kodesh la'aron l'shed b'em lichvod Hashem ulatiferet uzam. Right, because the best because Baruch Hu the Mikdash is manifest through A, kavod, B, tiferet, kidichti ki tiferet uzamu ata, uchti beit kodshen v'tifartein, right, kodesh and tiferet, ashe lucha avotenu v'kodshenu is kavod, and tifarteinu is tiferet Yisrael, v'nemar oz tiferet mikidasho, oz goes together with kavod, okay, etc. Now, I'm not going to explain what this is. I don't think I can understand myself. But in terms of parashat, at least, that's what he's doing. And you then have like the Mikdash. What's beautiful here is how he takes these phrases in the Pesukim, which we talk, oh, it's Tifar Mikdash. We just think this. He's simply switching metaphors, stam, you know, because he doesn't want to be redundant for stylistic reasons. They become loaded with deep significance. I mean, oz hodadalu show, oz tefemigdasho take on this much deeper meaning because they represent whole different ideas and whole different expressions of Kod Hashem. So, we'll stop at this. Rest, you think over it, don't, but that's it.